Dean Richards is off. Cindy Perlman is on, Chicago's very own entertainment reporter and author out in Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about how it seems family-friendly films are doing well these days at the box office, correct?
Correct, Bob. Good morning from 120-degree Las Vegas. And there's nothing like going to a nice, cool movie when it's that hot outside.
Yeah.
This weekend, huge for the Minions, Despicable Me 4, $122 million for the first 5 days. You know, they count the July 4th holiday. Huge hit for that. And big deal on the heels of Inside Out 2, which has crossed the $1.2 billion threshold. So that's one of the fifth highest grossing movies animated-wise of all time now. And really good. I haven't seen the Minions, but Inside Out 2 is really worth a look.
And we were talking a little bit about this last week. Horizon still looks like a dud, doesn't it?
You know, Hell the West was not fun for Kevin Costner after he did promotions with everyone. I think he was at the local 7-Eleven. He was everywhere. But it didn't work. He's only made $21 million for Horizon, which is bad. It cost $100 million to make. The second one comes out in August, and he's in the middle of filming the third one. So this is sort of in disastrous territory. I think eventually we'll see Horizon on streaming as a miniseries. But as for See You at the Movies, which is how Kevin did every interview at the end, he kept saying, I'll see you on the big screen. I don't think so. People did not turn out.
And didn't he put up a lot of his own money on this project?
He mortgaged some of his Santa Barbara ranch for $38 million, which is a huge... Poor Kevin, he went through a divorce last year and $38 million of his own money to pay for Horizon. And I think a little bit it's a combo of people feel they'll see it on streaming. And a lot of people are a little ticked at him for not returning to Yellowstone, which he made official a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and Taylor Sheridan, the creator of Yellowstone, is working on something else now. What do we know about this?
Taylor Sheridan has this great cast assembled for something called Landmen. It's coming up maybe the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year for Paramount Plus. But listen to this. It's Billy Bob Thornton leading a cast including Andy Garcia, Demi Moore, and John Hamm. And it's about these vicious oil barons from Texas. It's not so much of a cowboy thing, but it's contemporary Texas, the people who seek oil fortunes. And Demi Moore, having her return to the big screen, a big deal. But I've always loved Andy Garcia, too, so I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, good cast. You see, all Kevin Costner had to do was tell Taylor Sheridan, I'll come back and do more Yellowstone. And then he wouldn't have had any of these problems that he's got today. He had to do
it. He had to do it. You didn't have to mortgage the ranch. Just go to work. For Taylor.
Exactly. More news about the new Superman movie today. What's going on?
This is so sweet. Christopher Reeve, honestly one of the most inspirational, nicest guys I've ever interviewed. Sad story with him passing, but his youngest son, Will, has a small role in the new Superman movie that's filming in Cleveland right now. And Will Reeve is a reporter in real life for ABC News, and he's playing a reporter in the movie. Not Clark Kent, but a nice nod to his dad.
Yeah.
And a lot of good stuff going on with that movie.
The St. Elmo's Fire, the new version of that, now is this going to be on the big screen? What do we know about this?
Yeah, this is kind of cool. Andrew McCarthy did that documentary Bratz that's on right now on Hulu, and it sort of piqued everybody's interest in St. Elmo's Fire. It's become a huge streaming hit again, the old one, and now Hulu is talking about reviving it, maybe for a Hulu movie, an updated St. Elmo's Fire, but they want to bring back the original cast, Andrew McCarthy, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Demi, Judd Nelson, and Ali Sheedy. Sort of a, where are they now? They'd be around 60, and their kids would be just graduating college, getting ready to face life. So it sounds kind of interesting to bring them all back if that could happen.
Yeah, it does. And of course, we have to report on what happened to Taylor Swift over the weekend. Where was she? The tour's still going on, isn't it?
It goes on and on and on. They were in Amsterdam this weekend, and I don't know if you want to sit for this, Bob, but Travis was in the stands with Patrick Mahomes and his wife, and Travis cried. Taylor did a mashup of a song called Mary which is about love lasting, and combined it with her song Everything Has Changed. And Trav was seen in the stands wiping his eyes, and Brittany McCombs had to just check on him and say, "Are you okay, Trav?" So it was either a big allergy attack or he was touched. We don't know for sure. But that was interesting. Also came news this morning that Travis turned down that new HBO show, Receivers, because he said he doesn't want to do reality TV. So that was a little bit of Travis news this morning. And also, the weirdest news of all, Hallmark and the Chiefs are getting together to make a Hallmark movie based on the Chiefs, which is not the Travis and Tay love story. I know you're disappointed, but it's just a story about a crazy Kansas City Chiefs fan who falls in love with the Kansas City Chiefs publicist. So it's nothing to do with Travis and Tay, but it will be out for this Christmas. And it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie. And finally, Cindy, you're in Las Vegas, and what did you say the temperature is out there these days?
You know, Bob, it's only a calm 120. Occasionally a tumbleweed and a breeze comes by you. And all these people who say it's a dry heat, that is just a bunch of nonsense. It's just hot. Yeah. It's Chicago hot without the mosquitoes, basically.
Yeah.
Nothing for you.
Your oven is dry as well. All right, come back to Chicago. We have perfect weather all year round here, Cindy.
And we'll do.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Alec Baldwin's trial over his role in the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust is set to start this week. Baldwin is due in court for a pretrial hearing this morning. Jury selection set to get underway tomorrow. Earlier on News Nation's Morning in America, Brooke Schaefer got a report from Kelsey Kernstein outside Baldwin's New York City home.
This is going to be an extremely hectic week for Alec Baldwin, like you said, right in front of his home here in New York City. And there's been no sightings yet of him this morning, but we can tell you that this is going to be a pretrial hearing going to start in the next couple of hours. Both the prosecution and defense, they're going to go over several motions. So some of these include witness testimony, subpoenas. This is a very high-profile case. Jury selection is expected to begin starting Tuesday morning in Santa Fe. Dozens of witness testimonies have already been approved, and opening statements are set to begin on Wednesday. Baldwin, who was the actor and producer on the Rust movie set, was rehearsing back in 2021. He pointed a revolver at cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was killed by a single bullet. Director Joel Souza was injured and survived. Afterwards, the prosecution filed involuntary manslaughter charges against Baldwin. They then dropped those charges, but then later refiled the charges against Baldwin after further investigation. Baldwin saying in a TV interview he did not pull the trigger.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never. Never. That was the training that I had. You don't point a gun at somebody and pull the trigger.
Baldwin is convicted here. He faces up to 18 months in prison. And really interesting to note, Brooke, it is still not clear where those live rounds came from and how they ended up on the Rust movie set.
And Kelsey, while I've got you, I also want to ask, of course, about the latest with the armorer in this case, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. She was recently sentenced. What's the latest with her? And then for Baldwin's side of things, what kind of argument do we expect to hear from prosecutors?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Hannah Gutierrez's reads, her attorneys are essentially saying that the prosecution withheld evidence in the case. And so what they're saying is that that this is grounds for her to then be able to not, in fact, be convicted. She's right now serving an 18-month sentence. As for Baldwin, it's expected that prosecutors will try to prove that he acted in complete disregard for the safety of others. They will also try to argue that it was negligent use of a firearm and that he was not just an actor on set, but also a producer. The defense, on the other hand, is expected to push that it is not the job of an actor to make sure real live rounds are not in his gun. This is a position strongly supported by the actors union as well. Baldwin's attorneys will most likely also attack the gun evidence and say that the damage done to the revolver during that FBI test, that it was due to destruction of evidence. It is still not clear if Alec Baldwin will in fact testify on his own self-defense. And it's expected that this trial is going to last all the way through next Friday. But also really interesting to point out that Baldwin and his family, they have also agreed to doing a reality television show on TLC. It will air in 2025. It's going to be all about his family and his seven children. But there's a lot of critics that are speculating that this has to do with damage control, a PR stunt.
Kelly Kernstein reporting for News Nation this morning. Sad to hear about the passing of Judy Belushi Paisano. She was ill for quite a while, passed away at the age of 73 over the weekend. She and John Belushi, high school sweethearts, they got married back in 1976, stayed married until John's death. And this is very interesting, a report from NASCAR over the weekend. Sun-Times writing about this even before attendance numbers for the 2024 NASCAR Chicago Street Race were released. One thing was clear, barely anyone showed up for the music. The organization nabbed Top Line Entertainment in its second year, and sparse crowds, a tiny fraction of what similar large events like Lollapalooza are able to draw in the same park. And they had some big names there, like Keith Urban. And looking at some of the pictures here, folks who were there probably had a great time because the crowds were thin. And here is the highest paid wedding singer you ever heard about. Justin Bieber was paid $10 million to perform at billionaire heir Anant Ambani's pre-wedding ceremony in Mumbai on Friday. Bieber sang a dozen of his hit songs during a private concert for Ambani. $10 million. Yikes.